we was just acting like a fool in the studio, bro. Like, broke a chair and everything, bro. Like,
some rock star shit.
Yeah, bro. Like, we were really turning up in there. And I think AJ didn't fuck with it, but he was like, bro, like, this energy that they're giving, bro, it's like, it's hard, bro.
Welcome to another episode of Behind the Red. I am your host, Tim, and in front of me, we have our guest today.
PGE Dre.
Yes, sir, the one and only. How you feeling today?
Doing all right, bro. How are you?
Doing great, doing great. So, you're an up-and-coming artist out of...
Akron, Ohio.
Okay, word, word. And you're known for dropping projects or featuring on projects as of right now with East Bay Tay.
Yep.
Got you, and you just recently featured on his newest EP or album, EP?
Album, Project X.
Yeah, yeah, Project X. Tell me a little bit about that.
Like he said, it was supposed to be like a little EP.
Word.
But he was like, I'm just gonna do the album. I was like, bet. So one day me and him were in, he put Frozen on there, but one day me and him, he had a little studio in his basement.
Yeah.
And he was like, let's make some. We made Project X, the song. And he was like, I'm gonna put that on there. So that's just how everything was put together for that.
Okay, because it's Frozen and Project X, the two songs on there, right?
Yeah.
Got you. Were they recorded in like the same night or?
No, Frozen was recorded months later.
Got
you. I mean, months earlier, like way before. We already dropped that. He just put that on there for some reason.
Okay.
But then we made Project X in like literally like a week before.
Word.
That he, yeah.
And it just had to go on the album. It was so fire.
Yeah, it was. We made it and everybody was liking it, so we just continued.
Frozen's
it.
Actually like my favorite song off the album, for real, real, for real.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see what else you got in store for us.
Yeah, right.
For us. So you right now you just mainly feature on projects, correct?
No, I do my own stuff.
Okay.
I just have never just dropped my own stuff
yet.
But it's coming soon.
Like, tell us about that. It's coming soon. We got fans out here. Yeah. I'm one of them. You feel me?
It's coming real soon. Like, I'm about to just start dropping consistently. Like, I don't care what anybody thinks. If I got to drop every week, then that's what I got to do.
Stuff. You got to create your own lane of fans. You know what I'm saying? Like, they got to fuck with you for you.
Oh,
you
God.
Feel me? Okay. So, you're gonna be releasing stuff. Is it gonna be under PGE Dre or like what does that stand for actually?
PGE stands for Poco Go Tail. So when me and Tay first met, I tapped in with Tay first.
Mm-hmm.
So like I was like, bro, like you hard, let's work. And he was like, all right. And he was like, I just made something called PGE, like be in it. I was like, all right, bet. So like as soon as he said that, I don't know why, I just instantly made my name PGE Dre.
Yeah,
I just thought it looked hard at the time, but now it's like I feel like now that I wanna build my own thing. I'm gonna make my whole new name. I don't know what it's gonna be yet, but it's gonna get changed soon.
Got you. I was gonna say because Tay's East Bay Tay is not PGE Tay, correct? So he dropped the PGE from his name, or was he
his before East Bay Tay? It was Lil Rambo.
Oh yeah, that's right. That is right.
So he changed it because his Instagram was East Bay Tay, and everybody knew him as East Bay Tay. So he just kept it as that.
Okay.
But I used to be. I had like 5 different rap names, bruh. So
is PGE your favorite? Or what, give me the rap names, because I know some people got some crazy stuff.
Bro, I had YVNG Drago for some reason, bruh. Like, I had ham stuff, like ham shit, bro. I was like, why am I doing this? And then finally, like when Tay said that, I just made a PGE Dre. But now I'm just starting to get into like my own things. Like I have a note in my phone of just rap names I've been thinking about.
Okay.
So
would it be like a 2-name thing or 1-name?
Like, I feel like it'd be a 1-name. And it would be like some shit nobody knows. Like it'd be like a meaning, in a different country or something. Like,
got
I don't
you.
Know. We're gonna see.
Got you. Okay.
It's gonna be some rare shit.
All right, but I'm excited to see. As long as it rolls off the tongue good, you feel me?
Oh God.
All right. So upcoming music. Touch on that a little bit more as far as like what you got coming up, or what you plan on. I know you have like no singles right now or officially out, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm probably gonna drop a song within the next couple weeks, because I do plan on dropping like a 4 or 5 song EP on my birthday.
Word.
So that's probably gonna be like soon, like within the next week or two.
Gotcha.
So
when's your birthday?
August 8th.
Okay, everybody, so keep the date out, you feel
oh
me?
God.
All right. So describe your sound. Describe
versatile,
your sound to me.
Bro, like Word. Very versatile. I can do anything.
What's the next sound, like the stuff you're about to drop? What mood is it, or like what kind of sound is it?
My EP is gonna be based on like Can-Can, like Can-Can Summers, just everything.
What's
like,
Can-Can?
Can-Can is another underground artist that's on the come up right now.
Got you.
But it's gonna be stuff like that, like some like turn up shit. So, but then when my album come out later on in the future, I have no date for that, but it's gonna come out soon. Like, not soon, but like later on. It's going to be like everything I do. Like, you're going to see really how versatile I am when I do that, because I'm very versatile.
Got you. Speaking of that, I remember on the first podcast, East Bay Tay was saying, excuse me, that you can sing.
Yeah, I can
Word.
Sing.
Word. Is that, we gonna see that on the next project?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not a lot though, because I just feel like singing can get boring sometimes. But you'll definitely see a couple songs.
Are you hitting us with some Brent Faiyaz, some Drake?
Some definitely. I have a song, and it's like a Drake song, bro. Word. Like, exactly like a Drake song, bro.
Got me cheesing over here.
Oh God. And it's not even finished yet, bro. I just put like a little bar down, and then I was like, I'm gonna finish this later on. I was making it. Yeah, Tay and them wasn't at the studio. Like Tay, D-Jack, and Squin was there, and I was like, they weren't there yet, so I was recording it. AJ was like, you want to record some? Started recording some singing shit, and then they came in and just ruined the whole vibe. You feel
word.
I'm gonna finish it later on. I might finish it today, tomorrow, any day. I feel like
when the mood's right for the song to be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that. So you've been making music for how long now?
Bro, I've been making recording seriously. Mm-hmm. I've been making it for like a year and a couple months.
Okay.
But I've been making music like on my phone for like 3 years, bro. Like,
word.
I would use a TV like this, and I'll go on Snapchat and I'll record a beat, and then have like another phone, like a little backup phone.
I would
sing what I wrote in my note while holding down the record button on Snapchat.
Word.
Bro. And I would send it to people like, you like this? And they'll be like, yeah, but I knew damn well they didn't like it, bro.
Yeah, niggas just being nice.
Oh, God. You feel me? But now people are starting to understand, like, damn, he's really doing this now. Mm-hmm. Like, now that they see who I'm going to get connected with, like, soon.
Yeah.
Like, people at my school, they used to make fun of me. Now, like, now they do it. Like,
yeah,
they're like, okay, you're good. You feel me?
And I think it's because of, like, well, how serious you take yourself, though, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, I wouldn't say they made fun of me. Like, they didn't make fun of me, but they didn't support it. Like,
they didn't believe it.
Yeah, they didn't believe I was going to do it. Like, who believes that? You know what I mean?
Facts.
Like, everybody's trying to be a rapper nowadays, you know? So now that they see that, okay, he's really doing it, like, they see it now.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of school and, like, rap, so you're 17?
17.
Senior year?
Yep.
Or about to hit senior year?
Yep.
Okay, so what's the whole plans with that after you graduate? What's the whole next level? You still going to, like, try to do school and music?
No.
Or just kind of, like, 100% all gas, no break music?
All gas, bro. Like, okay. I don't plan on going to college at all.
Got you.
But as soon as I graduate, bro, I'm going in for it. Like, mm-hmm. just going in. I don't care if I don't make it, bro, but I'm going in as hard as I fucking can. Like, if that means I got to tap in with every artist in the world to get the connections, bro, that's what I got to do. Because I've been wanting to do this since I was little. Like, I used to sing on a karaoke machine. So, I want to do this now.
The manifestation is real.
Oh, God.
Okay. So what really made you want to start recording? You know what I mean? What made you be like, all right, now I'm trying to take this serious? You said like a year and a half ago, you started like being more for real about it. What made you be like, all right, like time to do it? Because from my understanding, you were recording before Tay?
Yeah, I was recording before Tay.
Okay, got you. And so what really like sparked it? Like, all right, like no bullshit anymore. Like, this is it.
I want to say when I got to high school for real.
Okay.
Because when I got my car sophomore year, and I started working my sophomore year.
So you was mobile. That car is a whole new advantage for real.
I was mobile.
Once you get the whip.
I was mobile and I had money. So it was like, I didn't know where any studios are. I didn't know where they were at all. So I'm like, bro, like, how am I going to get tapped in with this? But my first song I ever recorded was in my dad's basement with my cousin.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, that was my first taste of recording. But I told myself, like, bro, when I get to high school, I'm going to find somebody that we going to help each other. As soon as I got to high school, I met Tay, and that's where we started.
Most definitely. So you're the one who reached out originally.
Yeah, I reached out to Tay because he dropped a song called Head Top.
Okay, yeah.
And I heard it, and I was like, bro, this is hard. So I tapped in with him. I was like, bro, we should work. He was like, all right, bet. And then, like, a couple months, we didn't talk for a minute. Mm-hmm. And then finally, we tapped back in with each other, and then we went to the studio that we go to now. We've been going there for a year now.
Okay. My bad. So who's your like main producer? Your main engineer, my bad.
My main engineer is AJ.
Okay, gotcha.
He's great, bro. He's like crazy good. People need to understand that he really is great. Like me, Tay and him and D-Jack, mm-hmm. we started from like shit. Like we didn't know our sound yet.
Yeah.
He didn't know his sound yet. Like but now that we all built each other, like, bro, like it's like we have the best like bond. Like we know exactly what each other wants, like when we're in the studio, bro, it's like straight work mode. Like,
mm-hmm.
yeah, we joke around like some shit, but, bro, it's usually like if somebody fucks up, bro, the next man that's next to you is gonna be like, say this. We're just always
just
helping
each
other.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah, that's real stuff. A lot of niggas be bullshitting in the studio, man.
Oh,
for
God.
Real. Like, you'll see. The more you get, more you get into this, like some niggas like hire strippers to come to the studio.
Yeah, bro.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, all right, is you really recording what you've been doing? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, but everybody got their own preference. You know what I mean?
Yeah, our first studio session with AJ, because we used to work with an engineer named Eli, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So when we went there, we met Eli. It was just me and Tay, and I think his little brother recorded there. And then we met AJ because Eli was out of town, and he was like, I can book you a session, but it's going to be with another dude. We were just like, fuck it, we want to record. So yeah. When we went, we met AJ. We had hella people, bro. Like, so many people were with us.
Word.
Bro, we made the song Chaos that day, right? And it was like, we was just acting like a fool in the studio, bro. Like,
yeah.
Broke a chair and everything, bro. Like,
some rock star shit.
Yeah, bro. Like, yeah, we were really turning up in there. And I think AJ didn't fuck with it, but he was like, bro, like, this energy that they're giving, bro, it's like, it's hard, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Ever since then, we just had a bond. And then Tay knew who AJ was because of basketball. I guess they played basketball on a court.
Okay,
so like,
word.
When Tay was like, bro, I know who you are, it was just like, we just clicked from there. Like,
because yeah, AJ's a little old. What is AJ, like 23, 24?
I think he's 22.
Okay, got you. Yeah, okay. So still the same age.
He's like the big brother to us. He keeps us in check for real.
Most
like,
no cap. Okay. It's all about that chemistry, though, in the studio. You know what I mean? That's how the hits get made.
That's another thing. Like, out of the studio, bro, I don't even have to do anything about music, bro. We can go hang out and not even talk about music.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, we have a brotherhood behind this music shit. Like, we don't have to always talk about music. We don't always have to. We can be there for each other if somebody's going through some shit. Like, mm-hmm. We're always there for each other no matter what. Like,
that's real, man. A lot of people don't even have that at all. You know what I'm saying? Not just in the music world, but just, like, in their life in general. So, I mean, I'm sure you're already appreciative of it, but just, like, you know what I mean? Be even more.
Oh, God.
So, let's go back to a little bit with the whole school thing. Like, I know when I talked to East Bay, I kind of asked him about, like, his whole dad and how he felt about it. You know, how do your parents feel about the really want to becoming a rapper? Because I know a lot of parents just might not understand it or just may not see the vision that you have. You know what I mean?
Yeah, my dad, he supports it 100% because my whole dad started a family. They always wanted to do music, like, and they never really went anywhere with it.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that's one reason why I really want to do it, because it's like, bro, my whole side of the family tried to do it. And they ain't do it. I'm going to go do that shit. You
do
know
it
what
right.
I mean?
You
yeah.
Feel me?
So my mom, she's like, she sees what I want to do, but she's worried about it at the same time. Mm-hmm. Like, she doesn't want me to fuck my life up. Like, she doesn't want me to try so hard and not make it, and then I'm stuck at where I'm at. Like,
yeah, yeah.
It's like, so I try to talk to her about it. Like, come on, you got to. You gotta support me through this. Like, she supports me 100%.
Mm-hmm.
She's just worried about the situation.
Yeah, yeah.
She wants me to have a plan A, which is not music. That's what she wants.
And
so,
it's all about what you really want, you know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, you gotta lace up them size, whatever you got on, size 11, size 12s, and walk in them, you feel me?
God.
No matter what anyone else says, you know what I mean? It's your life to live. And the one thing I realized is that after, like, going to college, I feel like I kind of fell into the whole, like, that was the plan A, you feel me? Then, like, figure out what you want to do after. And that's kind of, like, how this whole thing, like, came about, the Behind the Red, the whole pull-up stuff. But I will say, like, if I was more focused being, like, 17 and was thinking, like, this way I'm thinking now, like, this is the only option, like, who knows where I would have been by now. But it's more so you just got to start, you feel me? But you've already started, so do what you want.
Like, yeah, I think another thing... My mom sees where I'm going. Like,
yeah, yeah.
She sees that when me and Tay dropped Sweet Tea and it hit 10K, I think that really opened her eyes. Like, oh shit, he could really do it. But at the same time, I think she was still worried about, like, he could be a one hit wonder. You know what I mean? So,
yeah, yeah.
I want to prove to her wrong. Like, I want to show her, like, see, Ma, I told your ass. Told you I was going to make it. Like,
it's
all
like
the
that,
times we be arguing about all the time. I'm like, Mom, this is what I want to do. And she's like, what if you do it and not make it? What are you going to do then? It's like, well, I'm going to do it. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
So we always bump heads about that, but it's cool.
It's like that, like, I feel like you see this, like, kind of story on TV where, like, the kid wants to do music, but, like, the mom doesn't believe him until he finally goes on tour with that big-ass artist.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm like, you know what? All right, I guess. You feel me?
Yeah. That's another thing. She's just like, she doesn't want me to get me involved. She doesn't want me to get involved in some shit that not, like, about. Like, I'm not really about that shit, you know what I mean?
So
if I'm around whoever I'm around and some shit pops off, she's gonna be worried about me, you know, because I'm just a nigga from Akron who makes music, you know what I mean? So that's what I'm just trying to do.
The biggest thing is just stay true to yourself, you know what I mean? Because you're gonna have the pressures and stuff, and peer pressure, the drugs, the females, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But it's all about, like, staying true to yourself and withstanding it, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Don't get lost in the sauce.
Mm-hmm.
That's a real thing, you feel me? Too many niggas get lost in the sauce.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So back to, like, your current sound, what would you say your current sound is right now?
Everything.
Okay.
Like, I guess right now it's like, you want me to compare it to another artist?
Yeah, like, since we don't really have a single to go off of, yo, give me, like, give me, or even, like, to some of your other music that's already released? You know what I mean? Like, what vibe is it on?
Trippy.
Okay. New Trippy? Trippy got a lot of sounds, too.
Yeah, you know? That's what okay. I mean. Like, he's for real, like, he's somebody I look up to for sure.
Gotcha.
But another person I used to look up to, I still do to this day, is X, bro. Like, how X was. How
Rest in peace.
Yes, bro. Yeah. How versatile he was. It was, like, crazy to me. Like, he's really somebody I looked up to for real.
Okay.
So, I look up to a lot of artists, like, a lot. X, Trip. I look up to Tay for real. Okay. Like for real, like seeing him where he came from. We were just making like little baby songs, and now look where he's at.
Yeah.
It's real inspirational for real, like no cap.
Most stuff. So where do you want to go? Where do you see yourself going as an artist? You know what I mean? Like, you got all this inspiration, but like, what do you truthfully like? What do you want to do?
I want to be number one. Okay. Like, I don't want to be under somebody. I want to be above everybody. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to be behind somebody. I don't want to be following their footsteps. I want to make my own path and follow it and then blow up myself. You know what I mean?
Most like, down.
I know that might sound selfish, but I just want my own shit because I've been wanting to do this myself like for a long time. So mm-hmm. that's what I'm at right now.
Okay. Far as like your image, what would you describe your image as? You know, everyone has like their some like, I guess like Uzi has that like goth boy anime shit going on. Mm-hmm. Trippy, kind of the same thing.
I got my own image, bro.
Okay, all right. What's your own image? Give me like a little taste. You feel me? Give me like,
we see it.
You see the drip. Okay. All right. I know what like when becoming like, obviously you're an artist and you know like the stuff artists have to go through. Like, how do you brand yourself? You know what I mean?
What do you mean by that?
Like social media, you know what I mean? Like, what's your like goals on like social media, I guess you could say?
Just to show my personality for real.
Okay.
Just like, I'm just a chill dude.
Yeah.
I make music and I have fun. I'm a goofy person. That's really what I'm trying to show myself. I'm not trying to sell myself as just a gangbanger or some shit like that. You know what I mean? Like, people need to know me as me. Yeah. I'm not trying to hide anything about myself. Like, I'm not insecure about anything about myself for real. Like, somebody has an opinion about me, I don't give a fuck about the opinion, bro. It's like, you know what I mean? Like, that's just how it is for me.
That's good though, because like sometimes that shit can really like fuck with you, you know what I mean? Especially if like you're an artist, someone who creates, and like you're really constantly thinking about like how one person's thinking about you, that can mm-hmm. like affect the whole workflow, you
oh
know?
God. You so. Can't, like somebody can say your music is shit.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
We don't like your music, but then there's somebody under that comment that says, bro, your heart is fucked, yeah. You know what I mean? So that's what you can't rely on negativity.
Because like some stuff's not for them, you mm-hmm. know what I mean? Like she just not for you. You simple God. As that, you know? Okay. So you seem like a wise young man. You feel me? Like, you got some of it already figured out. What would you tell to the other kids, like trying in high school right now, trying to make an album or thinking about it, just never even recorded at all? You know what I mean?
What would I tell them?
What would you tell them?
Who gives a fuck about what people say about you, bruh?
Okay.
If you want to do something, bruh, go do it. Like, if you want to be an artist, go be an artist. If you want to draw pictures, go draw pictures, bro. If you want to be the next astronaut, bro, go do it. Who gives a fuck what people say, bro? If you have a dream, bro, if you put your all into it, always work hard, bro. It's going to come eventually, bro. You just, even if it takes years for it to come, it's going to come eventually. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So,
what were some of like the bigger struggles you kind of like went through, I guess, becoming like being an up and coming artist, you know what I mean?
Probably not me being younger than everybody.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, everybody's trying to shoot a video past 12, and I got a curfew to be home. You know what I mean? So I was like, fuck, bro. Or when Suave was here, he was in the studio all night. I'm like, bro, I want to be there.
Oh, you couldn't go?
I couldn't go, bro.
Oh,
I couldn't go.
Man, I know you in the room mad, oh, God, like, bro. Throwing air punches,
I'm
bro.
I'm saying, bro. I'm FaceTiming Tay, like, bro, what's going on? He's like, bro, you should have been here. It's turn. I'm like,
I would have had to sneak out the crib for that one. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, God, bro.
I know you thought about it.
Well, I couldn't even if I wanted to, bro.
Man. Okay. But that's crazy, though, because you might see it as, like, a downside, but that's your biggest advantage.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you get to see, like, these artists that you're, like, in touch with right now at their level. Like, granted, like, Tay maybe only be, like, a year or two older than you, and some of these other people may be, like, even two or three, but you're kind of, like, on those steps with them mm-hmm. at the younger age, you know what I'm saying? So, like, you kind of have, like, more longevity if you think about it that way.
Yeah.
Like, I wish I was thinking what you was thinking at 17. Trust me. Like, you got the right idea, you feel me? You just got to see it through.
Yeah, bro, people tell me that all the time. Like, all my peoples, they tell me, like Tay, DJack, all them, bro. They'd be like, bro, like, I know you feel left out, like, since we in Arizona or we in L.A. turning up, bro, but your time is coming. You got to realize you still got to graduate. You still follow what we doing. if you see that we fuck up, or you make sure you don't do that, you feel me? You go fix that. You know what I mean? So, I mean, there's ups and downs to it for sure. Mm-hmm. You know, being young, it's like you can't really do whatever you want. You still live under your mama's house. You know, mm-hmm. like you gotta.
You get more time to plan. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Just really zone in and think for real. That's what I'll say. You know, mm-hmm.
you still gotta go by her rules. But, you know, I just want to show her that, hey, I can really do this shit. I'm gonna do it. You know.
The mama, we made it, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's like, exactly what I want to do, bro.
I feel that.
Like, when I graduate, I want to do that shit, too. Like, because I struggle in school for real.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm always the kid that's like, I don't get what the fuck I'm going. I don't know what's going on, bro. Like, a teacher can sit next to me and write some shit and say, this is what this means. And then literally 5 seconds later, I'm like,
one more time? One more time?
Exactly. So, there's school is definitely hard for me. So, when I graduate, it's definitely going to be a good moment for me and her. It's like, all this shit, all the phone calls from the teacher, suspensions. It's gonna be like, damn, like it's fucking over now. Right. We don't gotta worry about this shit. That's really where me and her bump heads is at school for real, you know, because I struggle in school and she
and that's her biggest concern right now.
Yeah, that's her biggest concern. Like, she graduated high school, she graduated college, you know what I mean? So
what's them grades like? What's them grades like?
My grades are they can be iffy.
Yeah, and I'm saying like that's what the mom be like. Yeah, what's the grades like? What's the grades like? Oh God. You feel me?
That's exactly how she is, because I'll be going good in the first half. Like, first, second quarter, bro, I'm getting A's, B's.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bro, when it comes to, like, third, fourth, bro, I'm like, I'm done.
You be tired out, bro, for real.
Yeah. So it's like, it's just the school. That's really in my way, for real.
Okay. So after school, what's kind of the plan? Or, like, you say you're taking the music full time. Do you kind of want to up and get out of Ohio?
I don't want to up and leave.
Okay.
Like, that's one thing my mom's worried about, too, is me upping and leaving and just leaving everybody else here and me just doing my own shit. That's not my goal at all. My goal is just to, if I got to go to L.A. next weekend to get connected with this person, that's what I got to do, and I'll be back. But eventually, you know, later on in life, I'll move, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But right now, I just don't want to move and go far as fuck for my mom and my family, you know what I mean? Just for me to not do this shit and then go running back like I need your help, you know?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So I'm taking it step by step, but I'm also going in as hard as the fuck I can, you know what I mean? So that's what I'm doing.
Okay, okay. I said just take it a day at a time, you feel me? You know, go at your own pace, because that's all that ever matters, you feel me? Like, what are you doing? That's all that matters, you feel me? Okay. So... Oh, yeah. So, as far as, like, upcoming projects or just featuring on projects, so are you currently taking features?
Yeah.
Okay. I got you. And for someone to hit you up for a feature, just hit up your Instagram, your email?
Instagram, for sure. That's where I really respond at. But right now, I'll do a feature for somebody. But right now, I'm focused on myself, you know? It's really time for me to start building my sound, my brand, and my image, you know? So, I'll do it, but... most of the time, it's going to be like, it's going to be depending on if you're good or not. I'm not going to do a feature for some shitty artist, you know what I mean? Okay. But I'm always up to help somebody and give somebody advice. Like, even if they're shit, even if I listen to it, I'm like, bro, this shit is ass. I'm still going to let them know, like, bro, you got to keep going. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who cares who don't like it? If you like it, go for it. You know, because you could really be your own favorite artist because you make music how you want it, the words you want, the beat you want. So you could always, you know, so you just got to, I make music for myself and for... people like it, they like it. If they don't, I don't care.
That's real, though. It's real. All right, and before we wrap it up, you have anything you want to say to the camera? One last shout out, one last anything?
Not really, bro.
No advice to the kids?
Just stay tuned for new music, bro. More music, hard music, could be ass. I don't care if you don't like it or not, but it's coming out, bro.
It's going to be fire. Oh, so we can follow you on the gram at what?
PGE underscore Dre. But I'm probably going to change it soon, but...
So for now, it's PG underscore Dre. Follow my mans, like, subscribe. Thank you guys for watching, and until next time.